You're listening to the Black Eagles podcast.
Ahmet Dursun Sergen aldı. Sergen Bülent yan yana. Sergen Bülent. Sergen. Yanında Tümer var. Tümer'in onu aksın kaybetti. Tümer topu aldı. Sergen aldı. Gol. Gol. Sergen attı. Sergen attı. Şampiyonluk geldi. Sergen attı. Şampiyonluk geldi.
İbrahim'in pası. Yuma. Şimdi Ahmet. İkinci gole gidiyor Beşiktaş. Ahmet.
Black Eagles, and welcome back to the Black Eagles podcast. We're coming off of a 2-0 win over Istanbulspor, Burak Yılmaz's debut as head coach after goals from Vincent Aboubakar and Rashid Ghazal from the penalty spot late in the second half. Still no Gedson Fernandes, who was out injured, but of course this match has been nearly 2 weeks ago now, so we are heading towards the Saturday derby against Galatasaray following the international break in which Turkey secured a historic win in Croatia and also beat Latvia 4-0. And good news for us, because Cenk Tosun scored twice in that game against Latvia. Maybe that could be signs of him finding his form again following his injury. He has been a little bit underwhelming, I would say, so far this season, despite a brilliant goal against Club Brugge in the Conference League. But other than that, in the games that he's played, he has been a little bit underwhelming. He looked decent against Istanbulspor, I have to say, when he came on as a substitute, won the penalty, gave away the penalty to Rashid Ghazal after the fans chanted for the Algerian to take the penalty, and Cenk, who was initially going to step up and take it, gave the ball to Rashid, and who then scored his first goal since a long time ago, since last season against Kayserispor, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, Ghazal was out injured for quite a while with some nagging injuries. So yeah, it's been a while since we last spoke, roughly 2 weeks. Since then, a lot has happened. Şenol Güneş has resigned as coach. Elections have been announced, or at least an exceptional Congress meeting. So that means that there will be new elections. I already did a very short brief news update on that, of course, just as the news came out, because right after I recorded the last episode of the Black Eagles podcast, the news broke that Şenol Güneş had offered his resignation and it had been accepted. So yeah, that meant, of course, Burak Yılmaz made his coaching debut against Istanbulspor. A reaction was expected. Burak Yılmaz said as much in his pre-match press conference as well. I expect this game isn't really going to be about tactics. I haven't really had a lot of time to work on tactics with the team. I've only had 2 days. This team is all about the players' reaction. And I think initially, especially in the first half, the players showed a decent reaction. Aboubakar still needed to score a wonder goal, though, to put us 1-0 up. The team did create some chances, but it still required that Aboubakar a touch of magic to open the scoring in the first half. And then in the second half, the team did get close a couple of times. There was a penalty that was awarded, but then overturned by VAR. Then there was a goal disallowed by Onur Bulut, who came off the bench. Which for me, again, a little bit worrying that Burak as well is using Onur as a sub for a winger, because he put Onur Bulut on the wing. Milot Rasička did not come off the bench, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Ghazal started the game, and we saw Muleka come on, Cenk come on. I don't think Rasička came. No, Rebic didn't come on. Rasička might have come on. And yeah, Rebic again didn't come on, so no playing time for the Croatian at least. But yeah, all in all, good result, 2-0 against Istanbulspor. It's a good game, I think, for a new coach to get into it. A home game against Istanbul, it's kind of a game that you have to win, like the Pendik game, really. But contrary to the Pendik game here, we did manage to win it, and it's us who get the penalty at the end and not the opponent. Although I would say that we played better in this game than we did against Pendik. Against Pendik, we really didn't create a lot of opportunities. I wouldn't say we created a lot of goal scoring opportunities against Istanbulspor either, but definitely more. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain came into a position from time a couple of times. There was definitely more pressure on the opposition goal, I'd say. But you'd expect as much, right? You expect Beşiktaş to beat Istanbulspor at home and take the 3 points. So no real reason to celebrate. It's a good start for Burak Yılmaz's career as a head coach. I don't know how long he's going to stay on, probably at least until the elections. So you'd expect him to be in charge for quite a few games. But the next one's a really big test, of course, against Galatasaray away. Galatasaray, I wouldn't say they are in the best form necessarily this season. I haven't been really impressed with them in terms of the football they've played. I think they've largely coasted on their individual quality and won the games on the back of that. They dropped points against Kayserispor in the opening week, I believe, but then they won everything after pretty much relatively easily. It's not like Fenerbahce have impressed me definitely a lot more. They've been more authoritarian wins and easier wins. They look a little bit easier to get those 3 points in the bag. Galatasaray haven't looked as impressive, but then of course they got that away win in Manchester in the Champions League after going down twice, so that's definitely something to think about in terms of their mental prowess. Of course, they have the Bayern Munich game in the Champions League a couple of days after our match, so that of course could impact their concentration levels. But we also have an important European game midweek against Bodo Glimt, and really after the misstep against Lugano, we cannot afford to lose in Norway. We really have to get a good result there. So it's an important game for both of us, of course, although for Beşiktaş there's definitely a lot more pressure on it, I would say, because of the losses against Adana Demir and Trabzonspor and the bad losses. Really, you really can't afford another bad loss in an away game, a difficult away game, especially in a derby like this. The players are going to have to show a response again, and a bigger one than they did against Istanbulspor. They're going to have to put their head in front of it. The big questions going into this game is going to be who is going to be missing. Jetson Fernandes has been out for a couple of games now, but he is expected to return against Galatasaray, his former club. Milo Trasicka also expected to start in the starting 11 against his former club. Eric Bailly out injured, so that's a blow at the back for sure. And then the question is who's going to start at the back alongside Omar Colley. Will it be Najib or will it be Daniel Amarte? And the other question mark, of course, is Mert Günok, who's back in training. Ersin has been playing the last couple of games. I think he's done a decent job. He's kept a clean sheet now against Istanbul. I think he kept a clean sheet 2 weeks earlier as well. But of course, yeah, we had the poor result in the Europa League. In the Conference League, I should say, sorry. And that he got conceded 3 goals in that. I can't really blame Ersin for it, but still. Mert, if it probably starting again, I think it's positive that Ersin did his job, put in a decent shift when he was called upon. I think it's a little bit of a pity that he will be directed to the bench again straight away, but you would expect, if Mert is fit, that he will start this game. It's an important game for us. We have to show a good performance and then hopefully get a good result out of the game as well, but we have to be a little bit humble right now, because I think it's clear to see that our rivals at the moment are quite a bit ahead of us. So this is going to be a very difficult game. Would have been a difficult game on any day, especially now given the circumstances. So it's going to be a tough test for Burak Yılmaz, but also very interesting to see. And also an opportunity, I would say, for Burak Yılmaz, because he doesn't really have anything to lose. Nobody really expects him to pull out some sort of tactical masterclass here. And he really has an opportunity here to show how much of potential he has as a coach. If we lose this game, but the team put forward a good performance, tactically a good performance, still that would reflect positively on Burak. If we get a point or if we get a win and it's a tactical good performance, it's not just a shithouse performance, then I really think that also bodes well for Burak. And even a win against Galatasaray away here could cement Burak's position for the remainder of the season. He couldn't just be on until the elections, but if he does well here and then does well in the subsequent games, also in Europe, that could really be a positive for him. I don't know if Burak himself really is in the mindset of I want to already be a head coach. He only just retired as a footballer. He wanted to start his career off as being an assistant to the man who really launched his career as a striker, and I think probably learn under his wing for a good while. I think that was the initial plan. So the big question is then, of course, is Burak really even interested in being the head coach long term? But if he is, then this is a golden opportunity for him. A good result against Galatasaray will definitely give him some credit and a lot of confidence from the fans and also from the future board, probably, to going into it. But of course, then the next test comes around straight away with Bodo Glimt away. So even if he does get a good result against Galatasaray, it's going to be very important, of course. But he still, of course, then needs to continue that as well. Another couple of pointers. I think that it's positive to see that Oxlade-Chamberlain is starting to get more involved into the team. But the big question as well is going to be who is going to be the three Turks on the pitch against Galatasaray. You'd expect, obviously, the goalkeeper, either Ersin or Mert. So that's one. Cenk maybe coming off of his positive performance against Latvia. And then the third one is a little bit of a question mark. Zainutinov could play as that third quote-unquote Turk. Salih is probably out because he got injured against Istanbulspor. A lot of injuries, unfortunately. And yeah, that's something that, of course, the fans warned about on social media with buying all these players that are injury-prone. Erik Bailly being injured, it's almost like, yeah, that's almost poetic justice. If you sign... He's a really good defender, don't get me wrong, but if you sign someone like that with that injury history, then you cannot, there's nothing to hide from. Like, you can't say, oh, we got unlucky. No, you didn't get unlucky. You bought, you signed a player who is really injury prone, and you can expect him to miss a butt ton of games. And sorry, but you're paying this guy $2.5 million for the year. This is the types of games you need him for. And he's not there. He's going to be injured. So that's, again, a big mark on the board's transfer policy and whoever signed off on the transfer, if it was Şenol Güneş or if it was a transfer forced, not really forced, but, you know, like really brought on to by the board. But anyway, yeah, the team, how is it going to shape up? No Salih, so Zainutdinov probably going to be in the 11 somehow, I would imagine. Otherwise, it's going to be Onur Bulut. Starting at right back. And then there's just one more thing I wanted to mention. It's the little bit of the social media controversy, because Valentin Rozier posted a picture on his Instagram where he's wearing a big clunky vest with an 8 and a 0 on it, and people on social media, Beşiktaş fans, went off on him. Like, oh, how can you wear that? How can you wear 8 and a 0 and blah, blah, blah? Come on, guys. The guy was, what, 8-9 years old when that game happens. He's more than likely completely oblivious to it. And you know, sometimes I really feel like who needs a rival, the Rinkle, how they call it, the colored media. Who needs the colored media with fans like ours? Our fans, our fan base do enough of toxic shit to our own players on a daily basis. On social media or even in the stands, booing players and stuff like that. Like, who needs the Renkli media with fans like ours sometimes? It's really so fucking toxic sometimes. And pardon me for the F-bomb there, but yeah, like I really feel like our fans need to support the team a lot more, especially a guy like Valentin Rozier, who's been at the club now for, what is this, his third or his fourth season. He's won a championship with us. He won 3 trophies with us. Yeah, he deserves a lot more credit, and rather than cussing him online or whatever, you should be supporting him. And if Fener and Galatasaray fans are making fun of you because of that. Oh, then fucking grow some deep, some thicker skin. Don't be a freaking baby. Who cares about that game anyway? You need to remember the good stuff, that kind of stuff. Who gives a shit? I really don't care. Anyway, that'll do it for this episode. There'll be a longer episode next week coming off of Derby, but of course there's not all too much to talk about with the Istanbul game and then the international break. The Istanbul game, yeah, like I said, good, decent reaction from the players. I would have hoped for a little bit more. A statement victory is really what you want, like a 4-5-0. Unfortunately, it didn't get to that, only ended 2-0. And it wasn't the biggest reaction, I'd say. The players definitely did show a reaction, but it's not super duper positive or anything. Anyway, that'll do it for this week. Hopefully good result on Saturday, and don't forget to go Beşiktaş. Çok harikasın, çok güzelsin, harika.